when we talk about gender dysphoria, you know, a female aborted fetal cell or a male aborted, you know, injected into the opposite sex, could that be problematic as well? Those things were not considered and are still not considered, even though they must be, they should be, if you are into sound scientific investigation and integrity. These questions must be asked, but these are the questions that are prohibited, which means they are the ones that most desperately need to be asked.
There have been things that have been written about the cells that are used in the vaccines, the cells from aborted fetal tissue, the MRC5 and the WI38, that are full sets of chromosomes, full sets of chromosomes that get injected into children at a very early age. One is made from a female fetus and the other is made from a male fetus. And there has been suggestions in some minor publications that perhaps it was the introduction of the opposite gender DNA into these young children at such an early age that they're still developing. I mean, just because a baby is born doesn't mean that they stop developing. I mean, for sure, the first year of their life, think of all the things that our children are doing. They're learning to hold up their head and roll over and eat and hold things and talk and walk and all the things that are happening developmentally. And we're injecting these things into children, large doses of these things, before they're even 2 years of age. So are the cells from aborted fetal tissue confusing the brain? Are these cells leading to some of the transgender confusion? I mean, we've never seen anything like this on such a massive scale in our entire lifetimes, maybe in the history of the world, that we've seen all of these children with now claiming gender confusion and are now being subjected to mutilations and child abuse at under the age of 12. It's one big travesty that's all mixed together under an evil umbrella of Satan running rampant on the face of this planet and doing whatever he can get away with to God's children and to our children, which are also God's children.